With your North Iowa news on your Wednesday, July 26th, I'm Chris Berg, in for Mark Pitts. Flint County Medical Center has been awarded a $1 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The funding is part of over $6 million in grants from the USDA to expand access to healthcare and food security in Iowa. USDA Director Teresa Greenfield said in a statement, quote, as part of President Biden's Investing in America agenda, USDA quickly delivered economic relief during one of the most critical times in our nation's history. The grants announced on Tuesday will increase access to rural health care, help stabilize rural hospitals financially, and fight food insecurity in rural neighborhoods across Iowa by supporting the food pantry distribution system. The $1 million grant for FCMC will help the Charles City Hospital purchase and install heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. The project will provide energy-efficient air handling units to enhance air quality and infection control inside the hospital. Flint County Medical Center says a new HVAC system will help eliminate airborne pathogens, including COVID-19 threats, increasing the comfort of patients, staff, and visitors, and promote health of residents in the rural community and the surrounding rural areas. A group touting the potential dangers of underground carbon pipelines will hold an informational meeting coming up next week in Floyd County, one of only a handful of counties in Iowa being targeted by two carbon pipeline projects. State Representative Charlie Thompson of Charles City is among the Republican legislator interveners for justice. He says their public events at 6 p.m. on Monday at the Floyd County Fairgrounds will include information on health risks that the carbon pipeline companies have not divulged, but his group will.
The pipeline companies have done their plume studies, they tell us, but they won't release them to the public, which raises a lot of concerns. So we have a fellow who has done a plume study in Charles City, and it shows some very concerning things. And I think the public needs to realize that they are in danger, their kids are in danger, and we would like to get a lot more information on this.
Thompson says her own plume study will lay out a hypothetical worst-case scenario in the event of a breach of a carbon pipeline in Charles City, where Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing building its pipeline along the south end of town.
In the area of impact, what you might call the kill zone, hypothetically, would be the Charles City Hospital, the two nursing homes that are just east of the hospital, and a good chunk of residential area in Charles City. If this happens on a very cold night in January with a gentle south wind, that plume could get into the heart of Charles City.
Thompson says her presentation will also address the issue of carbon pipeline companies using eminent domain to secure land for their projects where property owners don't enter into voluntary easement agreements. In addition to their pipeline crossing Floyd County from east to west, Summit also recently announced another branch coming in from the Absolute Energy ethanol plant near St. Ansgar to connect to its current proposed pipeline route near Rockford. Navigator CO2 Ventures also wants to build a branch of its carbon pipeline, starting with the Valero Renewables ethanol plant west of Charles City. Nashua's request for county ARPA dollars to help evaluate the health of the dam that creates Cedar Lake is in limbo. 1 week after Chickasaw County Supervisors tabled discussion of ARPA request of $50,000 each from Lawler in North Washington and a $30,000 from Ionia, supervisors opted during the regular board meeting this week to table a budget amendment for the 23-24 fiscal year to appropriate $50,000 to the city of Nashua. Citizen Terry Johnson challenged the supervisors that if the county gives one city ARPA funding, it should also help others, especially when the money can help with aging infrastructure in the county.
All of our city sewer, water, and roads, we're not spending any money keeping them up, and it's just going to come back and hit us if you got ARPA money, which you're never going to get again. Spend the money fiscally to make those improvements before it all hits you at once.
Supervisor Chair Matt Kuhn noted that there are procedural issues to address before approving Nashua's ARPA requests.
I guess I am concerned as well. There's no strings attached to this money. There's no contract. There's no nothing. In my opinion, it's a blank check that's going to possibly get deposited into your general basic and it's gone. Yes, may you spend $50,000 on that dam or more? Very possible. But every other time we give out money, we pay bills, we do any of that, I's have to be dotted, T's have to be crossed, and I don't think we're doing that for some reason.
Nashua Mayor Alex Anthoffer was disappointed in the outcome, even though the ultimate decision is that of the board.
You just have to know what direction we're going. But if the biggest thing you have is the city doesn't
own the dam or try to get that. I'm sorry, but that's kind of sad. We're trying to get this, keep it going, keep the property taxes going. Why risk wasting more time and energy not doing it? But that's fine.
No action was taken, and the budget amendment was tabled by a 5-0 vote. More news in a minute.